And that means that the best quote-unquote habit hack is whatever simplifies the habit that you're trying to build and makes it more likely that you will stick to it and give it long enough for it to actually become habitualized. Cornerstone habits are habits that create the foundation for other habits to be built on top of. These are habits that, by doing them, make other positive habits that you're trying to build automatically easier. And conversely, these are habits that, when you don't do them, they make things harder, and it makes sticking to the habits you're trying to commit to less likely, and thus it makes you less likely to eventually reach your goals.
The Happy Healthy Human podcast will help you build your happy, healthy life. Your host, Paul Levitin, is a board-licensed health and wellness coach, nutrition coach, personal trainer, and behavior change specialist with over 10 years of experience helping people create positive life change. Each week, he discusses topics that will help you understand yourself, why you do the things you do, and how to take steps to create the life of your dreams. He talks with experts from therapists to addictions counselors, coaches, trainers, CEOs, financial planners, and more. If you've ever wondered how can you become the best, happiest, healthiest version of yourself, you've come to the right place.
Everyone wants to know, how can you make building habits easier? All over the internet, all over the podcast space, all over social media, you'll hear people talking about habit hacks and shortcuts. People ask me all the time because I speak about habit science, and they want to know when I'm interviewed on podcasts, when I'm interviewed on stage, how can we hack the habit building process? And the reality is, there are no shortcuts. That's because a habit, by definition, is built over time with constant repetition. That means literally, by definition, you cannot hack or fast track a habit. Beyond that, there's also no one magic number that makes something a habit, no specific amount of time. If you Google habit science, a lot of things, a lot of articles online will say things like 60 days to build a habit, and then another article will say 30 days, and another one 45, 90, 12, whatever. They're all right, but they're all also wrong. They're right because it could take that long to build a habit, but they're wrong because there is no one set time frame that works across all habits across the board. Some habits do take 90 days to build. Some habits take 30, some habits take more, some take less. You know, ask my uncle who smoked his first ever single cigarette and then never stopped again for 22 years if it took 45 days or 90 days or 30 days to build a habit. And then ask the same uncle if after 22 years of smoking, when he found out that his wife was pregnant and never touched a cigarette again, if it took 60 days to break a habit. So again, these timelines are arbitrary and largely unhelpful. But if you want to know what is an actual helpful route to solidifying and strengthening your habits, then you have to look at what it takes to create a habit. I already said it. Constant repetition over time. And that means that the best quote-unquote habit hack is whatever simplifies the habit that you're trying to build and makes it more likely that you will stick to it and give it long enough for it to actually become habitualized. So to help you do just that, I'm going to introduce you to a concept that I use with my mindset and nutrition coaching clients called cornerstone habits. Cornerstone habits are habits that create the foundation for other habits to be built on top of. These are habits that, by doing them, make other positive habits that you're trying to build automatically easier. And conversely, these are habits that, when you don't do them, they make things harder, and it makes sticking to the habits you're trying to commit to less likely, and thus it makes you less likely to eventually reach your goals. Which means that your cornerstone habits need to be staples. Doing them sets you up for success, and that's good. But not doing them sets you up for failure. That's called self-sabotage. And I work with a lot of people around lots of different things, from mindset to relationships and business. And a big one is nutrition, because everyone wants to eat healthier. But when it comes to what that looks like, it's unique to the individual. Some people thrive eating more meals. Some people eat less. Some people don't eat meat. Some people have religious restrictions. Some people are trying to lose weight. Some people want to gain weight. Some people don't care about weight and just want to have a better relationship with their food. Cornerstone habits, when it comes to nutrition, diet, whatever, are unique to the individual as well. It depends on their specific goal, their specific circumstances. But what is common across all of them is that they never actually have anything to do with specific food choices, because your cornerstone habit goes a layer deeper. It's about the habit that allows you to make the habit of changing what you eat, eating less of this and more of that. So, for example, some cornerstone habits that have helped my clients in the past are things like grocery shopping, meal prepping, planning the week ahead every Sunday, or planning their day of eating the first thing in the morning. Things like keeping a food journal or keeping hard boundaries around family and social events. So the list goes on, but the specifics aren't as important. The point is that for each individual, sticking to their one or maybe two at most cornerstone habits is what works for them. And when they do that thing, the big goal, whether it's weight loss or eating more healthy or whatever it is, happens more easily. So the big goal is built on top of the cornerstone habit. The cornerstone habit is the foundation that allows that to take place. So an example from my own life is grocery shopping. Grocery shopping and having easily prepared protein options are my cornerstone habits. And I know that when I do that, when I have a fridge full stocked with healthy options and easy protein that I can grab and just add to meals on the fly, I know that I tend to eat very well. And on the flip side of that, I know that when I get low on groceries, or when what I have is too complicated and it's not prepared and I'm in a time crunch, that's when I end up with a case of what I call the fuck it's. And I say, fuck it, let's just grab some pizza. So for me, grocery shopping is a cornerstone habit. It has to be a top priority, because when I do it, I succeed. I eat healthier, and that is one of my goals, as one of my values that I hold in high regard is health. So I have to be conscious and aware of how full my fridge is at all times, so that I don't get to a point where it's empty, because in doing so, I would be setting myself up for failure. And that means by not grocery shopping, by not adhering to my cornerstone habit, by not having a plan to get out ahead of it, I am choosing the fast food route. I am choosing to sabotage my goals. It's very binary. It's either or. So for me, it's grocery shopping. That's a big one. But that doesn't mean that's the one solution for everyone. You know, for example, I have a lot of clients who live in situations where they aren't the ones doing the cooking. Sometimes it's their spouse or their parents, or I've even worked with military personnel who have to deal with whatever is available on base. So for people like that, their cornerstone habit might be tracking calories, or learning to pay attention to their internal hunger cues, or intermittent fasting and time restricting their food. It doesn't matter what the specific habit is. The point is that it has to be a layer deeper. The quote-unquote big goal is to eat healthy. But what is the habit that makes that habit more accessible and thus more likely to be adhered to in the long term? And this isn't just for nutrition. Lots of people struggle with exercise. Lots of people want to be a person who works out consistently, and lots of people falter when it comes to actually taking that action. So what gives? Well, personally, having worked in a gym as a personal trainer for a decade, I can tell you the two things that I have seen stop people from committing to their exercise goal the most without fail. The first thing is not having a plan of attack for what you're going to do when you actually go to the gym. And the second thing is simply not having time to go to the gym and work out. You probably have dealt with one probably both of these, because just about everyone has. So to figure out what you need to do about it, and what your cornerstone habit needs to be, you simply have to look at the reverse of what's holding you back. And that will show you what cornerstone habit will help you get out of this pattern. And for both of these things, it's actually the same answer, but in slightly different forms, because the answer is planning ahead. Now, side note here, you'll actually see that the answer is planning ahead about 99.99% of the time, because all of the cornerstone habits are some form of planning ahead, since that's really the point of a cornerstone habit. It's getting out ahead of the thing that's going to mess you up or throw you off, and building a habit to preemptively circumvent that. So me grocery shopping is getting out ahead of me getting into a place where I'm going to order fast food because I have no food in my fridge. It's just a form of planning. So the first issue when it comes to working out is not knowing what to do when you go to the gym. And when you don't know what to do, that ends up being an excuse for why you don't even want to go. You feel less confident, you don't know what to do, it feels like you're not working out, and even if you do, you feel like you're not getting anywhere, so you just say screw it. And that means while going to the gym might be the actual big habit that you're trying to build, planning your workouts ahead of time or committing to a 4, 6, 8 week program is the cornerstone habit that will actually get you there. Now, I know that hearing that can be overwhelming, and I can already hear the responses of like, but Paul, I don't know what to do. That's the whole problem. That's okay. Luckily, you live in the year 2023, 2024, and you don't need to be an exercise scientist to know how to work out. You can find YouTube videos. There are apps that will tell you how to work out. You can hire a personal trainer. You can get an online coach. There are tons of options, regardless of your skill level, regardless of your comfortability in the gym. But the thing to remember is that the cornerstone habit is the thing that allows you to get to the real goal. It makes it more likely that you'll stick to your ultimate habit, which is working out more. And that's the thing that you actually care about. And if you understand that, you understand that not doing your cornerstone habit, not preparing ahead of time, that means you're choosing for it to be less likely that you're going to stick to your goal and that you're actually going to show up and do the thing you're saying you want to do. So again, that just means that not committing to your cornerstone habit is just another form of self-sabotage. And the same thing goes for the second issue, right? Lack of time. That we all deal with that. And lack of time is, again, just poor planning and poor time management wrapped up into an excuse that feels more palatable to you. Saying, I'm just bad at time management and I don't prioritize exercise, so clearly this isn't actually a priority to me, nor is it an issue that I'm interested in solving right now, would actually be closer to the truth. But it doesn't really feel good to say that, and we don't like throwing ourselves under the bus. So you say something along the lines of, I'm just so busy, I don't have time, work is like this, the kids' school is like that, my dad is like this, my cousin is sick, my aunt is getting married, and blah, blah, blah. And the thing is, all that stuff is real, but if you wanted to, with proper planning, again, you'd be able to schedule something, anything, that works with your busy schedule. That means if you are the person who is always using the time excuse, your cornerstone habit is sitting down each week at the start of the week and taking some time to go over your schedule and find the places where you'll be able to fit in exercise realistically. So it might not be 2 hours in the gym 3 or 4 days a week. But it might be a set of squats and lunges while you put the baby down for her 15-minute nap. It might not be an hour of yoga at your favorite studio, but it might be a 30-minute wake-up yoga YouTube video. The point is, you know what happens when you don't take the time to plan your week. You don't end up doing the thing. Therefore, planning your week ahead needs to be a top priority. I mean, at least if you actually care about the habit that you're saying you want to do or achieving the goal. So if exercise is something that you actually want to do, then planning the week ahead is the cornerstone habit that would allow you to do that. And planning the week ahead, or planning in general, is the main cornerstone habit for most things. Again, it just takes a different form depending on the specific goal you're working towards. As I said, grocery shopping is really just planning to have food available. Having your workout plan programmed out by a coach or a trainer is just having a plan for your workouts. And this isn't just for the world of health and fitness. There's a saying that you might have heard, which is fail to plan, plan to fail. And I see this personally over and over again in my own life. As a self-employed entrepreneur, time management is honestly something that I struggle with because there's always more to do. There's always something to do, but there's also no one telling me what to do or when to do it or what to prioritize. Lots of things need to get done, but as you may have experienced, sometimes when there's a lot to get done, it actually leads to nothing getting done at all because it's so overwhelming. And if that just isn't human nature at its finest, I don't know what is. So for me, again, in my own real personal life, my cornerstone habit for time management is what I call my big three. The big three are three things that I have to do each day to make it so my day is a success. If I do my big three, no matter what else I do or what else I accomplish, it doesn't matter. I won the day. It doesn't matter what I do or don't do. If I complete my big three, it's a success. And if I don't complete all of my big three, well, not ideal, and I have to assess why that is. Creating my big three takes forethought. So every night before I go to bed, I sit and I literally write out my big three for the next day. And I do this the night before because I know that if and when I don't, the next day when I wake up, even though I say I'll just do it in the morning, I won't, and I'll just start going. And the day will wash over me like a wave at Coney Island. And before I know it, the day will be over and I won't even know what happened. So not only is it doing my big three that's a cornerstone habit, it's doing my big three the night before. Because if I don't, I will still get something done, right? It's not like I'm just going to sit around and do completely nothing and just twiddle my thumbs all day. But the question is, what will I get done? Will it be the needle movers? Or will it just be busy work? So for me, having my big three laid out the night before narrows my focus. I know what to focus my attention on in what order. I know that when I take the time the night before to write my big three out on a piece of paper, that the next day plays out better for me. And I know that when I don't take the time to write out my big three, I tend to have a less productive day the next day. At best, I might do some things and I might have a decent day. I might be decently productive, but more likely I'll just fill my day with busy work, doing a lot of some things and not the right thing. So again, writing out my big three every night is a cornerstone habit for me. It makes doing the things I want to do more likely to happen. And if I don't take the time to write out my big three, I'm making getting the things done that I actually want to get done much less likely. So the nights I don't do my big three before bed, I am actively sabotaging myself. Again, it's binary. I am choosing a worse life when I don't do my cornerstone habit. And now, there's nothing magical about the big three. It's just what works for me. Some people thrive off to-do lists. Some people live and die by their schedule. Some people structure their day down to the very minute. Personally, I need flexibility. Like, I need direction, but I have too much stuff changing at any given moment to schedule things down to the exact hour and minute. So for me, the big three is what works. But for you, it might be something else. It doesn't matter, again, the specifics of what your thing is. But the point is, there is something. There is some action that will make the rest of the ensuing actions simpler or easier. Something that is the start of the cascade, the snowball that gets going and eventually will start to build up more momentum. So if you're looking and thinking, okay, that sounds cool, Paul, like how do I know what my cornerstone habit is? I'll explain to you how to break it down and figure this out. So first, you start with the big goal. This is the actual thing you care about achieving. So for me, with my big three, I don't have a goal to do a big three every day. I have a goal to build my podcast and build my business. My big three is just the route that gets me there. So when we think about our goals, they usually fall into buckets like health, wealth, relationships. It's almost a new year, so a lot of people are probably saying, I want to be healthier. That's the big idea. And that's great, but that's more of an idea than an actual goal. So the next step is to translate that into an actual goal that's in some way quantifiable. What does healthier mean? You might equate it to weight loss or eating more vegetables or less of certain foods or exercising more. It doesn't matter. The point is, again, that you take it from an idea to an actual goal. So you have to be able to say with certainty, I did or I didn't do this. So instead of it just saying, I want to be more healthy, which is kind of ambiguous, you might say, I want to eat vegetables every day and limit fast food or takeout to one time per week. So that's specific. And the next step to find your cornerstone habit is to look back at the times where you haven't done that thing. This is the real secret sauce. It's much easier to look at it in reverse. So past times when you've thought about eating healthy, when you've said, I know I need to stop eating out so much, when you've looked at your Uber Eats or your Grubhub bill and you've realized you've spent $500 a month on delivery and you said, I really need to cut back, but it hasn't worked out, what happened on those days? What happened the times when you said you would change but didn't? So for me, again, if we're talking about eating healthy, it's the days when I don't have food in my fridge. Okay, so now I start to see a picture. For you, it might be different. It might be the days you have social events or the days where you're taking care of the kids after school and you don't have any help around the house. The specifics don't matter. What matters is we start to see a picture of a pattern. Oh, when I have this goal, but this happens, that's when I falter. So now you have your quantifiable goal to eat more vegetables and more protein and reduce how many times you order Grubhub each week. And you see that the times when you don't do that in the past are the times when you go out to social events and you don't have anything in your stomach, so you end up overeating. Okay, so now we see what not to do. And that is what shows us the next step, which is to create our cornerstone habit. So for that example, it might be something like making sure that whenever you are going to social events, you have a protein shake beforehand and also commit to drinking 2 glasses of water, because that would fill you up and reduce your overall calories, something like that. I don't know, I'm making things up. The point is, when you know what leads to you not doing the habit you're trying to build, you can easily find a reversal of that. So again, if your goal is to go to the gym more, but you find yourself flustered by all of the machines and then you feel unmotivated to actually show up and work out, then your cornerstone habit is to get out of that trap. That might be hiring a trainer to pre-write a workout program for you, or it might be taking 15 to 20 minutes a day and watching YouTube videos about how to use the weight room. Now, similar to that, we just looked at the days where it didn't work, so you could reverse that and see, okay, days where I didn't follow through on my goals in the past, what went wrong and how can I get out of that pattern? But you can also look at your good days, because you can look at all of the days that feel like wins and search for a common thread. So maybe the days you get 8 hours of sleep, you feel like a rock star. But the days where you get 6 or less hours of sleep never tend to end up how you planned. Well then, you know that getting 8 hours of sleep is a cornerstone habit for you. So it's not simply that cornerstone habits all but guarantee your success. I mean, I would hope that would be enough. But more importantly, it's the understanding that not doing your cornerstone habit is all but guaranteeing your failure. That's what you have to repeat to yourself and wrap your head around. It's not, well, I should probably grocery shop, or, you know I eat better when I have a fridge full of healthy options. That's not the point. The point is, if I do not grocery shop ahead of time, I am consciously deciding to not stick to my goals in terms of health, diet, and nutrition. So it's not, well, I know I should probably make a workout plan for this week. It's, if I do not make a workout plan, I am actively saying that I will not hit my exercise goals and I do not care about following through on that goal of health and fitness. And again, it's not, oh yeah, I know that getting 8 hours of sleep is super important. It's when I sleep more than 8 hours, my life is better. When I sleep less than 8 hours, my life is worse and I don't get my shit done. And that means I am choosing a worse life every time I get less sleep than I need. Do you see the difference? So again, for me, it's not, I need to remember to write down my big three each night. No, I have to remind myself, if I do not write down my big three each night, I am actively choosing not to do what's best for me. I am actively choosing to sabotage my own growth and my own progress. There is no ambiguity. There is no gray area. It's one or the other. It is binary. The cornerstone habits are the foundation that all of your other good habits are built on. And when you learn how to use these to your advantage, it gives you a much better shot at creating the real habit that you're going for. And when you don't have your cornerstone habits, then you don't have the foundation and everything crumbles. So if you don't know what your cornerstone habits are, I would advise you figure them out as quickly as possible. And if you know what your cornerstone habits are, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, I know what that thing is, but you aren't taking those actions, then you need to get that sorted as soon as possible. And if you want help figuring out what your cornerstone habits are or how to implement them into your day-to-day life, then just click the link in the show notes for the Happy Healthy newsletter, because I'll be sending out some free resources for the new year that you definitely don't want to miss. You can also always just DM me on Instagram or TikTok at Paul Levitin, and I'll gladly help you implement this in your unique life. So for me, recording this episode was on my big three last night. That means if you're listening to this, I'm right on track with where I need to be.
That's all for this week. Be sure to subscribe and follow the show so you don't miss a beat. Support the show by sending this episode to a friend or leaving a rating and review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. Stay happy, stay healthy.